You're listening to BBC Radio 3 and Music Matters with me, Tom Service, and Anna Meredith. But, you know, talking to Anna about ceding control, well, I wondered, I mean, that's something that happens when she works on her film score, surely, but it also happens when her music is used in contexts that she couldn't have imagined. Tracks from her albums that are used on adverts or on TV shows and everywhere online. I wonder, is she always happy with the result or even surprised at some of the new meanings that can happen when her music is put together with images that she couldn't have imagined?
Yeah, and I found that as I've got older, I'm definitely less precious about this sort of stuff, that I like seeing things in different contexts. Sometimes it's not what I would do, and sometimes maybe I'm not absolutely like, oh, that feels a bit incongruous to me, but sometimes you don't even get asked and stuff just gets happening.
Okay, so I mean, but just to be clear about that, like people, you know, buy the rights to use your music, right? And and then it can be used for, you know, advert, something online, film, telly.
Yeah, dancing to it, skateboarding to it. You know, people on Instagram or TikTok or whatever can do whatever to any music. I don't want to be that person who's saying, please don't do that, because again, if they feel that they want to especially move, then that feels great to me. And some things have been really, like the way that the Bluecoats use Nautilus. So this is a massive marching band in the States who have used now three of my tracks in their presentations for the Marching Band Championships, which is just such an awesome thing. I love everything about it, the scale, spectacle.
Thousands, 80,000 people watching, and on the field there are hundreds of performers, incredibly talented musicians, also movers. I mean, you know, how they choreograph these huge displays.
And that's what I love. I love, you know, and so much of the things that I've tried to do, or at least the things with my band, you know, it's been about tons and tons and tons of behind the scenes work to present something that is intricate and you can feel the effort behind it. But what the Bluecoats have done is they have used the music, and the ensembles are very unusual because you've got this marching band, you've got sousaphones and massive battery of tuned percussion down the front and unbelievably talented drummers, you know, huge big flashy fills. And they're dancers, acrobats, but because I think partly these performances have to showcase, they have to be as virtuosic as possible, big fills, big riffs, extra flashy sort of runs, and I love it. You know, I think maybe me 15 years ago might have panicked that it wasn't the track, but now I'm just really excited to see these new iterations that feel different.